Build a healthy money mindset for financial success. Have you ever thought about how you'd manage financially in a crisis? For many, this question is now a reality. The COVID-19 pandemic has shown us that unexpected events can happen suddenly. Jobs and income stability can vanish in an instant. Financial stability means not worrying about money problems. Instead, all parts of your finances should work together smoothly. Whether you live in a fancy apartment or with your parents, anyone can strive to reach this goal. Before beginning the 10 steps to financial wellness, assess your thoughts about money. Many people feel anxious or ashamed when discussing finances, but you can manage these feelings with simple exercises. A healthy money mindset is key to financial success. Recognizing why and when you do something is crucial for making lasting changes. Your approach to money isn't random. Your family and society shape it. To break unhelpful patterns, start by examining your behavior gently. Write down your financial habits honestly. Consider where they come from, how they affect you emotionally, and how they might hinder your goals. Imagine yourself as someone who manages money effectively. Don't think you must work hard for money. Instead, let your money work for you. When you see yourself in charge, you'll start making different choices. Discovering reasons to be thankful and living with joy are vital. While more money can simplify life, it doesn't guarantee lasting happiness. Adjusting your financial habits might feel uneasy at first, but it indicates personal growth, something to appreciate. Start a gratitude list and update it every morning and night. Choose to be around people who uplift and support you. Evaluate those around you. Do they encourage you? If not, seek out supportive individuals who inspire you to grow. Remember, you can achieve financial success. Your current situation is just the beginning, not the end. A strong budget lays the groundwork for your financial future. Learning how to create and manage a budget is your first step toward financial stability. Your budget is your plan for saying yes. It allows you to achieve your dreams, whether it's a tropical vacation or going back to school. Budgeting involves actively monitoring your monthly income and understanding both fixed and variable expenses. It's important to be specific throughout this process. A strong budget sets the stage for your financial future. To start, begin by assessing your finances. List all sources of income, whether large or small. Then, create a list of expenses. Think about a typical day. When do you spend money and on what? It could be for things like a large mobile data plan, online shopping, or treating friends to drinks. Record all expenses without judgment. Next, write down the amount spent on each item and calculate your total monthly expenses. Prepare yourself, as the next step might stir some emotions. Eliche suggests playing calming music or lighting a scented candle to help manage your feelings. Now it's time to figure out your initial monthly savings. This is what you save each month after subtracting your spending from your income. This number might surprise you, but remember, there's no need for self-judgment. Assess your finances with expense categories. To improve your financial situation, categorize your expenses. Label each as B, bills, UB, utility bills, or C, cash expenses. Cash expenses cover non-contractual costs like groceries or haircuts. If most of your money goes to B and UB expenses, you might not be earning enough. On the other hand, if C expenses are your biggest costs, you might have a spending issue. To start improving your finances, begin by cutting down your spending. Start with your essential expenses. They're the easiest to manage. Try skipping online shopping for at least a week, or longer if you can, and cancel any subscriptions you're not using. At the same time, think about ways to boost your income, but we'll cover that later on. Now organize your money. You'll need two checking accounts, one for daily expenses and bills and another for saving. Have two savings accounts too, one for emergencies and one for long-term goals. Automate everything you can. Setting up automatic deposits and payments saves time and energy and reduces mistakes. Save like a squirrel for peace of mind. Squirrels are good at saving. In the fall, they gather lots of acorns, sometimes burying them for later, which is like investing. When winter comes and there are no acorns around, the squirrels aren't worried. They stay in their cozy nests and live off the acorns they stored during the better times. Humans tend to spend freely in good times with a motto of, live for the moment. To become good at saving, however, it's crucial to adopt a more disciplined approach, akin to how squirrels store nuts for the future. This is key to achieving financial stability. Change your habit from saving money to spending, to saving money to earn. The more you save, the more you can invest or use as a safety net in tough times. Enhance income, value yourself, learn and side hustle. Feeling stuck on a tight budget? Saving money can be tough, but you've got the power to change it. Ever heard the story of the goose that laid golden eggs? That's you. Well, not literally, but you get the idea. There are a couple of ways you can boost how much money you make, which is the fifth aspect of achieving financial stability. These methods include improving your current earnings and exploring side gigs. Before anything else, ask your boss for a pay raise. Boost your earnings by evaluating your self-value, developing your skills, and taking on a side job. A brag book showing how your work directly benefits your company and expanding your skills can strengthen your case when requesting more money from your boss. If your current employer doesn't see your value, start looking for another job. Improve your skills and confidence by going to multiple job interviews and negotiating every offer you get. Apply for positions even if you don't feel perfectly qualified. Research shows that men do this regularly. A 50% match is often enough to give yourself a chance to succeed. Start a side hustle for extra income. If your main job isn't bringing in more money, it's time to plan a side hustle. Think about what you're good at. Ask your family and friends for ideas too. Decide which skills you can turn into cash. Setting a goal for your side hustle makes it real. A good first target is making $500 a month, about $125 a week, or a bit over $16 each day. Alice, a teacher, earned an extra $6,000 yearly from babysitting and tutoring. Her journey to success started when she began assisting friends with money issues. Word spread, and soon others sought her advice. Her sister dubbed her the Budgetnista, and her influence continued to grow. Investing in your future is crucial for financial stability. By investing for retirement and building wealth, you're taking care of your future self, a vital act of self-care. Invest in retirement and wealth to make your money work for you. Money grows when you put it into an investing account. This growth happens through compound interest, which means your money earns more money over time. Your money earns more money over time through interest. Whether you start with a lot or a little, don't believe that investing is only for wealthy people. By staying consistent, you can grow your wealth through the stock market, no matter how the economy behaves. To start with, you need to save money for when you stop working. It might not always be simple to set aside money for the future. But think about how your choices today will affect the person you'll be in the future. To figure out how much you need to save for retirement, multiply your yearly expenses by 25. This total will cover your current lifestyle expenses indefinitely. By adhering to the 4% rule, where you only withdraw up to 4% each year, you can ensure your money lasts throughout retirement. Save for your future. Save 20% of your income each month, either through a 401k at work or a Roth IRA you set up. It's good to invest in stocks for faster growth and bonds for steady growth. Set up automatic contributions and let your money grow over time. Your future self will be glad you did. Once you've begun saving for retirement, you can start building wealth. Start by figuring out how much you can set aside each month. This is what remains after covering your expenses, savings, debt payments, and retirement contributions. Decide if you're an active or passive investor. If you have time for research and can handle some risks, actively managing stocks might be for you. Otherwise, consider safer options like mutual funds or exchange-traded funds, ETFs. Begin with small investments to avoid feeling overwhelmed. Alice started by investing $5 per month for nearly a year. Over time, that amount grew to $50, then $500, and beyond. Remember, choosing not to invest is not an option. Understand insurance boosts your net worth. Insurance can seem unnecessary until you face a crisis without it. It's your safety net during tough times, preventing financial disaster. Understanding and managing insurance is essential for complete financial health. Start by securing health coverage if you don't already have it. Many employers offer different plans. If you work for yourself and live in the U.S., healthcare.gov can help you find the right policy. Life insurance pays a lump sum to your loved ones if you pass away. If you're single with no one financially relying on you or much debt, you likely don't need it. However, if you have a spouse, children, or significant debt, it's wise to get coverage for at least 10 times your annual income. Disability insurance protects you if you can't work due to an injury or illness. It's also important to have property and casualty insurance. Insurance boosts your net worth. Insurance, along with all we've discussed, budgeting, saving, handling debt, credit, earning more, and investing, relates to the eighth step of financial health, growing what you own. Getting richish isn't about having wealth. Your net worth doesn't provide privileges as a credit score does, but it's a crucial financial measure. A positive number indicates you're improving financially. Determine your net worth by subtracting what you owe, like loans or credit card debt, from what you own that holds value, such as savings, stocks, or real estate. Avoid judging yourself based on any number you achieve. Set a goal to increase your net worth, such as aiming to raise it by $10,000 over the next 2 years. Plan monthly steps to reach this goal, focusing on reducing debts or growing assets. Regularly review your net worth every 6 to 12 months and adjust your goal as necessary. Consider your overall financial worth when making decisions. Whenever possible, use cash, which often gives you better bargaining power and helps you spend less. Also, save up for things you want. Buying on credit takes money from your future self and spends it now. Collaborate with financial experts for holistic finances and legacy planning. Creating a reliable path to reaching your financial goals involves assembling a team of financial experts and accountability partners. This team helps you stay focused and guided, making it the ninth step towards achieving financial stability. If you're renting an apartment, saving money, and have a 401k from work, your financial team could include a financial educator, your partner, or a supportive peer group. These people should be like what Alice calls dream catchers. They empower you and are excited about your financial growth. For more complex finances, you'll need a few additional experts on your side: an accountant, a lawyer, and possibly a financial advisor and insurance agent. They provide general support and help you select the right policies. Partner with financial experts for holistic financial planning and legacy building. Having a team to manage your money means you control your life and legacy. The final step to complete financial health is making an estate plan. Planning for what happens after you die may seem daunting, but it's crucial, no matter how much money you have. To make it simpler, focus on one step every 3 to 6 months. Estate planning essentials. Identify who will inherit your belongings when you pass away. This includes money, property, jewelry, and other possessions. Also, decide who will handle your debts. If you have children under 18, create a plan for their care. The same applies to any beloved pets. Step 3 is to make a will. If you can afford it, meet with a lawyer to create one. Alternatively, you can make a basic will online. You should also handle your advance directives. These include a living will, which speaks for you when you can't, and a durable power of attorney. Lastly, write down your long-term care plan in case you ever need help with daily activities like eating or bathing. Achieving financial stability ensures that your money continues to support you and your family, even after you're no longer here. Key points. 1. Understand your financial habits and origins to break unhelpful patterns. 2. Budgeting is crucial for financial stability and achieving life goals. 3. Develop a disciplined saving habit and allocate funds to emergency and personal goals. 4. Manage and reduce debt strategically using methods like the snowball or avalanche approach. 5. Increase income through skill development and side hustles to bolster financial health. 6. Invest wisely for future financial security and consider insurance as a safety net. 7. Build a supportive financial team and plan for long-term financial legacy and stability.